Clubhouse.
This is Caroline.
And this is Mike. Welcome to Stitching and Bitching, the Making the Cut Watch Along podcast. How are you doing, Caroline?
I'm great. I'm excited for episode 3.
Collaboration.
This is going to be great. I'm so excited. I really want to see where this contest is going to go. I feel like it's just going to get kind of crazy here, and I just can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, based on the title alone, it sounds like we're going to mash up some of these designers. It's going to be interesting to see if their professionalism wins out or if it's going to be kind of like a classic reality show where people don't work so well together in these kinds of situations.
If I had my own label and you had your own label, I mean, I'd be a little wary of being like, I don't want to compromise at all, dude. I have my own label. Get on my face. I know what I'm doing. So that's asking a lot of people.
For sure. We've seen there are a lot of strong personalities on this season. We haven't really gotten to know all of these designers yet. Maybe not even most of them, but the ones that we've seen all definitely have an aesthetic. They all definitely have an idea of who they are.
You know, I had my eye on Martha like the first 2 episodes. And so now I feel like without her there, my eyes like, where am I going to go? What am I even looking at? I'll be interested to see who I do kind of find on the screen that catches my eye.
Now, episode 3, we've lost 2 designers. There should be a little bit more breathing room for getting to know everyone else that's left. You know, we're down to the top 10. Hopefully we do get to get a feel for some of these other people, Megan, Troy, Sanders. And there are a lot of people here that I couldn't pick out of the lineup at this point, so I'm excited.
So we have queued up our Amazon original Making the Cut, season 1, episode 3, Collaboration. We have started at 0000. When we count down with you, we would like you guys to go ahead and hit play, and you just come along for the ride.
In honor of Tim Gunn, who doesn't get to say that here, it's going to be make it work. And when I say work, you press play. Let's go ahead and do it. Make it work.
Ooh, do you like when they do previously? Do you like this stuff?
You know, when it's been a week since we watched an episode, I think it definitely helps.
God, do you remember Sanders? Oh God, what a loofah.
I was going to say, I don't think I'm ever probably going to forget what Sanders did, that big donut hole thing.
God. Hey, I'm in this Facebook group right now, and they're talking about this stuff, and boy, do a lot of people have a lot of criticism about Naomi and how blunt she is. And I was like, I'm all about the bluntness. Like, she's a judge. She needs to judge them.
Right. I mean, what did people want her to do? Like, give like rainbows and puppies out to everyone? If she doesn't like your design, yeah. I don't want to hear her give lip service just because, you know, she's on TV. That doesn't work for me.
I agree. I totally agree. All right. So now we're outside. Well, look at Heidi's ensemble. What do you think about this biz?
I don't know what I think about that. I don't know what I think about that. We're on the Pont d'Arc Bridge. We're still in Paris. You think they're going to stay in Paris the whole season, Caroline?
No. From what I heard, we're supposed to go over to Tokyo and back over to New York.
Man, I wish we could stop and rewind. I could watch Heidi twirl for a little bit. No, I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness. I love her. She's so beautiful.
And, you know, this suit that Tim's wearing, I think we bagged on it a little bit. This one seems to fit him really nicely. So
it's better, but I got to tell you, that was another thing that people are really ragging on. When I'm talking to other people, they're like, what's up with his suits? Like, they don't seem like they fit him very well. All right, so we're getting our challenge here. So they have to do a collab. And when the 2 designs are going to have to actually, like, make sense together. Okay. You know, that makes sense. You know, there's been times when we've seen like certain labels. It usually says like blah, blah, blah for blah, blah, blah. Like this designer for this label.
Right. I mean, Tim was just showing us examples in the market of recent collaborations. And again, with this whole accessibility and being able to sell it on Amazon is that they need to do things that's trending and that's going to work. So it's going to be interesting.
I think so. Okay, so I agree. I already see that people are all like, I don't see anyone jumping up and down like, yay, we have to collab. Everyone's like, Okay, so they did some purposeful choosing of who goes together. I appreciate that because remember the button bag and having to like just randomly put people together?
Yes.
That was back at Project Runway days. And like that was just so difficult because you could get some really bad mixes.
So this is not just a random thing. This is they're intentionally putting people together a three look mini collection.
Yeah, I like that.
Must be accessible. There's that word again.
Yep. So and a reminder to you guys that they are going to put this on Amazon, the winning looks, and so that's exciting.
All right, our first collab is Johnny and Megan.
Okay.
All right, two people we don't really have a feel for yet, or at least I don't anyway.
Megan looks very different to me than she did last time. I like her hair smoothed down like this. It was different last time. I like her look this time.
If you had asked me that she was from Kansas City, I wouldn't have been able to tell you that she was from Kansas City. So
No.
Oh, I did like that dress, though, that she made. Oh, I forgot that she made that really cool white spiderwebby dress. Yes, I liked how that came out.
Nipped in her waist. All right, Sabato and Sander. I like this business. Okay.
Really seriously,
Mike. I like anyone that Sabato is going to be with.
I am hoping that Sabato like kind of takes control here because I think he's got the right design aesthetic for everything.
Will and Esther. Okay.
The pride of Ohio and the pride of Berlin.
So interesting. So, okay. So she's got this more unisex and black, you know, looks, and he's like way more like colorful.
Troy and Josh. I didn't even remember Josh.
Yeah, he's very much in the background for me.
Oof, Renat and Jiwan. Okay. Oh, this I like because they have very different styles, I feel like.
I like that. I like, listen to Tim with his 1+1=10. He's such a positive cheerleader.
Yes, but yet still lacking a catchphrase. I'm still not happy about that. I need this is episode 3. We need to get a Tim Gunnism going here, I think.
Do you think big? Does that work?
I like that. If he uses it more, I mean, what, two is a trend, 3 proves it, right? So.
Okay, well, we're going to be listening. All right, so we're already doing our collabs.
I think Esther and Will are going to be a front contender. That's my gut feeling here.
Okay, I like that. I like that a lot. I also think that Jiwan and Renat could be good.
Me too. That would have been my second one. Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Just from what they've produced so far, I think have all individually been pretty solid. So.
I agree with you. I see that. I think that. Who are we most? I'm probably most concerned about Johnny and Meg because I feel like I don't know them.
And Troy and Josh, for sure.
Troy and Josh. We think those are going to be the lower ones. Oh, look at Sabato's already. He's already given like the little shoulder
Grandpa.
Rubs. He's a baby and puppy. Shut up.
That sounds like a label, baby and puppy.
Like, oh my god, I love it.
Yeah, right.
I love that so much.
All right, these two are going to need to make a name for themselves for sure.
Yeah, remember Johnny because I remember, look at him. He's like a chameleon. When he's out there with the yellow sunglasses, he looks like one Johnny. When he's inside with those clear glasses and then he's wearing that hat, he doesn't even look like the same human.
Inside, he looks like a really, really skinny Bono from U2.
Yeah. I agree. Okay, Josh and Troy.
They seem to be liking each other so far, Megan and Johnny. They seem to be on the same page. So this is all starting very well, which is nice.
Okay, I do like that. I like that they're finding each other's strengths. Like talking about like, okay, like he can bring the color and Troy's going to bring the tailoring. I like that a lot. You know what? That's already like a way more sophisticated/mature way to come into these collabs. Because do you remember in the past, like at Project Runway, when they had to get paired up, they'd be like, boo, like they instantly started whining and bitching. Like this is way better. They're already looking for each other's strengths.
Right. One of the things that I liked from the show from the get-go was the lack of focus on the dorm room drama that so many of these kinds of shows really wallow in. That's not what I'm here for, especially with the limited amount of time we're getting with each episode. We're getting the Troy edit here, which is good or bad, depending on
it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never like it when you get the package. They have such beautiful light eyes. Goodness, they stand out. They're very bright.
Yes, for sure. So I really like that the show focuses on the professionalism, but like I said, this was my hope was that we get mature working relationships because, you know, in the real world, like Tim was saying at the beginning, you know, big fashion houses work together, you know, every now and then Marvel and DC make a crossover comic together. You know, the people, you have to be mature, because it's all, at the end of the day, it's about making a product that's going to sell and make money. So your little ego has to really be set aside for the sake of the product. So,
okay, Mike, I'm going to make a little bit of a prediction on him just in looking at the couple of things that we've seen. His stuff is beautiful. However, I could see where, given a little bit of the wrong nudge, his stuff could go a little old, like a little frumpy, a little dowdy, like, because he uses the lace and he was using the little florals and stuff, and that can get real grandma real quick. So I'm interested to see if collaborating with somebody else keeps him in his lane, or will it push it and make it look like, ooh, that didn't go right.
All right, so Johnny's saying here that he is about the edge, and Megan is about bringing the color and the softness, which that should be compatible. I mean, if they're honest, if that's an honest assessment, I could see where there's a middle ground there to work.
Sabato? Oh, goodness, look at them. They're so cute. Oh, my goodness.
Poppy, no. That's how I say it in my head.
I like how they're working together, like, in such a really comfortable way already, Poppy and Bebe.
Yeah, you know, I think Sabato just seems to be of that personality that he would be able to work with almost everyone, because he knows when to give and when to assert. And when he asserts, even, it's not in a dominare. It's in a, I'm your grandpa, I'm helping you kind of way. So it doesn't come off, it's not off-putting when he tries to assert.
I love that. That was a really beautiful way to describe him. Being able to know when to be assertive and not come off aggressive and not be intimidating. Boy, that's a huge thing. And he's just so zen. His all-white frock that he's sporting, he makes me – look at this ensemble. Like, doesn't that make you just feel comfortable and like, easy around him? Like, you just put on such a good vibe.
He reminds me of, like, Alexis Rose would say. He's like a yogi, like one of, like, the hot ones that you'd follow to a mountain, you know? like that kind of cult leader. That's what his pajama vibe is like.
I do. I like that.
I know we're talking over all this stuff, but I just wanted to point out that fabric that Will and Esther were rolling out, that purple fabric, was hot as shit. So I'm very excited to see what they do with that. All right, we're getting to it now.
They did not describe about how the judging would work, unless I missed it. Tell me if I did. They didn't describe it as whether the team could go home or whether they were going to assess what they did individually. You know, like, sometimes, and it's tricky because they have a three look thing, so it's not like you can say, well, this was your look and this was your look, and based on, and like, this one was the weakest. When you have three, they're really going to be trying to mix and match who's working on what, I would think. And so I wonder how the judging will work, if like a whole team could go home, or if they really will say, no, you're just the weak link in this team.
I imagine they're going to have to judge them individually. I know they have this, you know, no one is safe ever, we can send everyone home, but it seems odd for them to do this and then to send home both people in the team.
But what is going on here? He's so upset. You see Josh? He's like crying.
He was talking about his tattoos. He got very sensitive about it.
He sure did. He got real, real sensitive.
I got to tell you, the couple of pictures we got to see there of his baby ghost line wasn't really working for me. So Josh is not blowing me away at this point. I'm a little worried about the Troy Josh team. Interesting that they are on the team together and they both got the shipper. They both got the edit, the down home edit. So,
oh, fart. That's bad news. That's bad news. Okay, so check this out. So already, do you remember in our last episode, I was talking to you about how I thought that Esther's communication might be a question mark. She just said she was using German. And like, he's like, is this word mean cuff? And she's like, yeah. Like, so the interesting that like already, like, they're bothering to highlight that.
Yes. You know, it's going to be something that she has to watch for. I mean, it almost cost her the competition in the very first episode. And she made lemons. She made lemonade out of her lemons. But I don't know if she could bank on that every single time.
Okay, so I'm liking this Megan business. I'm liking some of the things that she's talking about. 12 years so far in fashion is a pretty good amount of time, I feel like, to be at this stage.
Yeah.
It's not just like a handful.
She's representing the woman of color thing. You know, it's her fire. I mean, you can't get more timely than that. So,
Mike, can Sabato call me Bambina? I want him to.
I'm sure he would. Most Italian men that I have met would very much call you Bambina.
I love that. I want to be Bambina now. Oh my goodness. That's like life goals for me now. What do you think about their setup here? Does it feel luxe? I know we talked about it in the last episode about how they're not at FIT and everything. Like, what do you think about this workspace?
I mean, it strikes me as a workspace. It's not supposed to be frilly, you know, and I think it's nicer than probably a lot of, you know, cut and sew workspaces. You know, it definitely looks like a working space that's been appropriated for the show, not something that it doesn't look like a set to me that they've set up for this. So,
yeah, I agree with you. I agree. It has that authentic feel. Like, this is a real space that people actually work in.
Right.
I'm interested. Good.
They've got all the sewing machines set up. They've, you know, so, I mean, it definitely strikes me as a efficient workspace, but definitely not overbearing like you or academic like you would think you would get at like FIT or something like that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So I like how these people are already getting to know each other so well and really, you know, clicking with each other. That's so cute.
The lost sister I've never wanted. I love that.
That's so evil.
I want to know Renat better. She's like in the middle. Like, we haven't spent a lot of time with her, but I feel like she's almost made herself be on camera without any edit actually going towards her.
I agree with you. Yeah, it's like she has like a friendly personality that makes her stand out a little bit, but she's not being in that make or break spotlight kind of feel.
Uh oh, Poppy made a mistake and he had to call over Bebe. Let's see how Sander handles this. Is Sander going to lose his shit on him or not?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I can't do this. Oh, no. Look at his face. Whoa. That was like an ugly cry upset.
He's having a little Belgian stress.
Wow.
A little crack in the baby poppy dynamic.
Yikes. That was like a very pained face. Oh, my. Oh, no.
I feel like Sabato thinks that maybe he dropped the ball here a little bit.
What is happening here? This is very not good.
Fresh leaf like me. Oh, Sander.
Oh, my God. He just said, if I have to drag this bitch to the finish line with me. Oh, hooky smoke. Okay, Sabato is really showing me some chinks in the armor. I thought he was just such a knight here. And, like, I don't know, going up and playing on your phone? That's some bullshit. Oh, we're getting a little Tim and Heidi time.
They're getting caricatures done. So we're sticking with the Tim and Heidi focus segments, which I'm all about, but please don't take away from the things that I also want to see, like the fashion show. Don't give me Tim and Heidi getting funny pictures of themselves and then speed through the fashion show. So.
Right, like an insane montage of just like blinking lights. Like, wait, was that one? Was that one?
Josh was on this show? I don't even remember him.
Oh my goodness. So this part is super funny. Why is he like looking away from them? What is the story here?
I don't know. That's a very good point. I don't know.
Huh. Oh my God. Calling Tim an old fart. Oh, is he doing it by like listening to you? Oh, like they have to describe themselves? Like, so they're trying to describe what each other looks like. And so without looking, he's going to do your little caricature.
The suit. I like that we have a name for that design suit, which I was trying to struggle with the last episode, what you would call it. Apparently it is window pane. Window pane.
Nice. Oh, look at the puppy. Oh my God.
Oh, he's taking a piss. Oh. La Grand Tien taking La Grand Pee. I love Tim. I wish Tim was my uncle.
Awesome. You would hang out with him all the time. You'd like go to lunch with him.
And it would be fabulous.
I would like to travel with him. I think he would be a glorious travel partner.
All right. So day two, Simon, we're going to see what the seamstresses did overnight. This has always so far been an interesting thing for some of the designers. I mean, this is where we see communication breakdown.
It feels like a Jack in the Box moment where they start doing the little crank, like, do, 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 do. And it's like, oh, shit, what's going to come popping out of that bag?
Oh, Sanders talking trash.
About Italians, no less. How do you feel about that?
He's talking trash about Sabato, which is a much more specific issue for this competition. I mean, this is your partner, and you're calling him a drama queen.
Oof. But to be honest, I got to tell you, this is different from Project Runway in the idea that they could even be playing on their phone. Like, I remember that was like a really big ass thing. Like, you can't reference anything. You couldn't go do like research and stuff. I don't know if you remember that. But that was like a whole thing. Like, we never saw them playing on their phones or anything like that. They didn't have that kind of access.
Hmm. Yeah, we talked a little bit about it. Like, I'm not even sure that they're in any kind of dorm system. I feel like maybe these guys are all just in like hotel rooms or something. This show is so expensive looking. I don't know. It seems like they have a lot. They're being treated a lot more like adults than I feel like Project Runway treated the contestants a lot like kids sometimes.
What happened? Oh no. Oh no. Sabato put all of their materials in one bag, their tech kits into one bag. And so it only went to one seamstress instead of two.
Right.
Oh no.
But they had two available.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Sabato, that is not good, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Look, on day two, he's coming in like looking all like the priest. Like, this is a definitely different feel. All black, man.
Yes, it definitely is. He is a mood ring of fashion. Mm-hmm. All the white is gone, and his dark cloud has shown up here. I think it's might be the first time him in something not white.
I agree with you. Like, and boy, that I like you calling him this clothes being like the mood ring. That is so true.
You know, Sanders at least is working. At least he's not, you know, doing a Martha, doing a walkabout. I give Sanders a lot of credit here. Like, I wish he wasn't, you know, throwing shade on Sabato, but he's also just getting to work, which is what you have to do. You know, you can complain and bitch around after you're done, but you still only have 3 days to get the three designs done. So
I agree.
I appreciate his professionalism here.
Did you take a look at Choice Fabric, that pink, very busy, I want to call it almost like a twill kind of fabric, but that's the type of fabric that I'm telling you, like, I have my concerns about, because it can go very old in not a good way, not sophisticated, mature, like old granny frumpy. So I'm a little worried about his pattern choices.
Sanders wanted to be a farmer until he realized he was quote unquote gay as hell. And then he decided he'll just go into fashion. That's a classic. I hope gay as hell is trending somewhere, because it should be. Sabato's getting the edit. We're getting the Sabato story.
That's not good. Oh, look, God, is this him? Wait, is this him? Wow. He was handsome.
I think someone needs a cold shower. I think someone is digging the Italian sup over here.
I am. That's handsome. Wow. So he was a model before. What an interesting journey for him.
So interesting. Sanders said that, which is not something I realized because of how he helped Martha. Sanders said on Sabato earlier that he is a pattern maker, but not a sewer. I don't know how you can do one without the other, but it seems to similarly, the way Sabato had to come and help Martha with a pattern cutting, seems that Sabato has a definite weakness in his arsenal, which is interesting. Designed for 30 years and you're not a good sewer. It just seems so weird to me.
It does seem weird to me, because there just seems like times when you would want to execute your own project in a way that it would become frustrating to wait for someone to come and sew it, just so that you would just learn yourself, you know?
100%. Yeah, it just seems weird. Like, it has to come up often that you have to do some stuff yourself.
All right, Johnny and Megan, how are we feeling about them? Well, I'm hearing a lot of killing me and control freak. What do you think about this black and white pattern? Are you digging it? Not digging it?
I don't know yet. So he's being upset because of her indecision. Not working with her, but her inability to kind of pull the trigger seems to be the snag there, which seems like something you can overcome more easily.
Okay, yeah, I like that. I like that. Okay, this is already going very well in this critique, in that these two birds are not, they're not being rude about each other.
No, Sabato said, thank you for pairing us together.
Yeah, I like how they're trying to be a little bit, you know, careful in the way that they're describing their collaboration. I hope that it goes okay and it sticks this way, but I'm not so sure.
I like the coat that he's made here. I like this black coat. I feel like the long black dress is a little too funeral, you know, like old woman widow.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. It does. It's very buttoned up. It's very, I mean, there's no, there's nothing dour to it in the cut or anything. Oh God, look at his face. Oh shit. Yeah. Okay. So he doesn't want to do the red at all.
Oh boy. I'm still wondering why we're censoring cursing in this show. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either. Okay. So already, all right, now Sabato is saying, like, let's not take a risk. Now, that could be nail in the coffin there.
This, is, I love that color.
Mm-hmm. You like a good burgundy red?
Oh, yeah. And I love the top. I'm not crazy about the bottom. They need to put something on there or else it's going to look like porn Jasmine from Aladdin. But I'm digging the top so far, the top portion of the.
So kind of like that bustier kind of corset looking style.
Yeah, it's almost like a satin bustier in that hot burgundy color. Mm.
It's very pretty. It's very elegant. I hope that I'm interested to see what they're doing here because I'm not quite seeing enough. Like there was so much we just saw with Sabato and Sander. I'm feeling like all we're seeing is like a bodice and some fabric hanging down, but. Not seen very much.
Tim is doing the think big. I mean, he didn't say it this time, but it turns out it seems like Will and Esther actually have a similar aesthetic. There actually doesn't seem to be maybe so much blending here. They both seem to be in the dark colors and a kind of higher end classic aesthetic. You know, more gala than, you know, CD club feel.
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, so I wonder if they were being a little bit inspired by Heidi's look because they're talking about putting a short skirt underneath that sheer material. That's what Heidi was wearing when they met up for the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're talking about this sporty sexy. This is my jam. I love a sporty sexy. I love something that you can feel comfortable in, but just like, you know, clings to you in all the right places and just allows you to move, but like it's like the best of all bodycon looks.
Which is a great time for me to remind you at the end of this episode, when we have a minute, you need to give me and the listeners an update on going to look for G1's look after last week's episode.
I would be happy to. I look forward to telling you more.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what Renat and Jawan end up walking down the runway with. I don't feel like we got a good look there, but that probably means they're going to be safe. But I'm also interested. I think they're interesting designers. So
how interesting that despite the fact that Johnny was saying he's the control freak, now Tim's saying all he's seen is Megan in this collection. So,
Well, that's remember when they were having their issue, just as Tim was walking in, Johnny wasn't trying to assert control. He was just trying to get Megan to make a fucking decision.
Oh God.
You know?
So, yeah.
He's showing his belly a little bit, but I mean, girlfriend's got to, you know, pull the trigger on whatever she's going to do. I think I like the black and white. I don't know how I feel about horizontal stripes like that and then vertical stripes. I like the colors. I mean, black and white can't go wrong with that. So
I guess I see what they're trying to do here. I mean, it is graphic and it is like eye catching. And so that's of interest. But it seems to me like if you really kind of like look around that first mannequin that's right up front, it seems like all three mannequins look the same. Like it's they all have the same, these like black and white tops. I feel like it's kind of like,
And with a dominating white, it almost looks washed out a little bit.
Yeah.
I love a clean aesthetic, but it can't be like Psycho Ward white clean, you know, like. It can't look what's the clinical?
Like a straight jacket.
Right.
Yeah. That's gone. And then the jacket behind, while interesting, those toilet paper rolls on the sleeve, plus the color, you're really kind of weaseling into straight jacket.
Yes, but in this day and age, though, having toilet paper accessible on your arms is probably a benefit that they couldn't even foresee.
So. Very true. Very true. But how fashion forward of them.
I mean, oh, literally, God. Fashion forward like 3 months.
Johnny is saying he feels betrayed. This is strong language.
Well, I think because she was kind of calling an audible there on the fly in front of Tim, almost locking them in maybe and not talking to him about it.
I cannot stand those kind of situations. And I'll be honest, I'm a real people pleaser. And so when someone starts saying that, I'll be very willing to change things. And the second they'll leave, I'll be like, oh, why did I commit? Why didn't I say something more like, well, that's a good point. I'd like to get back to you. Like, I'll just be like, of course, of course.
What do you think about this very floral long dress that Troy is showing right now?
Feel my vibe about what I'm saying? It can go a little too old. Like, no. I'm feeling like,
I'm not a big fan of giant floral prints on a very long dress. That seems like, I don't know, the wrong century at this point, even.
Yeah, old fashioned.
I feel like Tim's face feels right now.
Yes.
The dress, all right.
With the combination of the really heavy black sequins, it just has a really elderly feel. The big thud. Oh gosh. Yeah. And that's an actual ensemble right there. That white, just nothing. That's something. No, it is not.
No, it is. I mean, that's their top they're going with. That he's talking about how he likes the texture, but it's just so plain. It's,
oh my gosh. See him talking about adding a leopard yoke onto that. I mean,
I choked on my scotch a little bit when he said leopard yoke.
That it's just, oh my God, way too much Frankenstein. I'm loving it. I see exactly what they're saying, though, because this is the question mark. Are they going to be judged on individual pieces? Because that's how these things tend to work. Like, one person will say, well, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to put on my shirt.
You are judged on your collaboration, but the final judgment will be based on your as individual designers and brands. So interesting. Interesting.
So then how do you marry it as if to compromise your look? You know, well, like that's a very sensitive thing here.
Well, maybe, I mean, it's picking up though what he's talking when he's saying to Johnny and Megan, you know, I come here and all I see is Megan. That's not good for Johnny. It's not good for Megan though either, because the idea was that you had to marry the looks. So where is, if Johnny's design and brand is not present in any of the outfits, then Johnny maybe goes home because he failed in his mission. It, you know, you're supposed to be present there. You know, it's supposed to be community property, not winner take all. So
they are being so much more open and have so much more freedom in this, because I believe Sabato just went and bought different fabric and totally was allowed to just come back and like whatever. Like that is very different.
Well, remember though, this is for Amazon to be, you know, selling. So yeah, they're going to give them probably a lot of leeway to give the best idea that they can. When Tim was talking to who he was just talking this. I think he was talking to Megan and Johnny. He was talking about how it has to be something that you can put into mass production.
Yeah.
You know, it's a concern. It's a concern insofar as accessibility. You know, it goes to that we were talking about in our Love It or Leave It episode, is the idea of accessibility is not just a buzzword here. It's a real, real thing. So,
oh gosh, look at them.
So give me your feeling at this point. Before, you know, we're almost up to the fashion show. We're through 2 days of work here. Who are you feeling is in trouble? Who are you feeling that you're excited to see the final product?
When I just saw, okay, so I definitely think that Troy and Josh are in trouble. I don't like what's going on with their mess. I feel like it's going to read too old. It's just not working for me. It's somewhere between B. Arthur meets Blanche. Like, it's just, it's not, it's, and I love those ladies, but this is not the demographic we're working with here. And then I feel like Megan and Johnny, that last moment there where they just showed with the leather pants with the zipper with that top, that is a look that I would rock. Like, I would love like an off the shoulder top with the leather pants and the zipper. Like, I like that very much. So I'm feeling like they're better.
I agree with you. And I agree with you. The only question mark there is that lost in the design. But again, you know, Tim is not on, he's not in one of those four chairs at the end. So it'll be interesting if these four judges will pick up maybe the lack of Johnny in that collab versus what Tim is picking up a little bit closer to the ground. But I too, like, you know, once they put it on a model, it changes so much from what it looks like on the table or on a mannequin. So.
Oh, how funny. So the caricature guy did not know who he was drawing.
You think that's really true?
Well, he turned around and seemed legitimately surprised.
Because there are cameras there. I find it very hard to say. I do think it's funny that he made her look like a pregnant chipmunk. So that's funny. That's pretty close. That's a pretty close tip.
I think it is. Yeah, Tim's looks good. Heidi's looks dumb.
Yes.
They're like, rrr.
That is a Jay Leno by way of Tim Gunn for sure, but much closer than Heidi's. Heidi's look like Sandy Squirrel from SpongeBob.
big cheeks.
All right, that's day three. We're at the fashion show, people. Let's get this done. I'm interested to see what Renat's, who is she paired with? I forgot.
Renat is with G1, which I feel like they're going to be a strong team. And that's we haven't seen too much of them at this point.
I think, right. I think they're definitely safe based just on the edit they're getting. I'm interested to see what Will and Esther come up with. You know, you can't discount the fact that she's won two competitions in a row. And he had that really sexy dress, that black leather dress that I'm still thinking about. So yeah. I think they're going to be towards the top. I think... the Troy Josh team is in trouble. I think the Megan and Johnny may be in trouble as far as collaboration goes, maybe not on work. That's kind of my feeling where we are right now.
I agree with you very much. I think that Johnny and Megan are going to pull it off in that their model's going to look put together. But then if they actually try to like break them apart in terms of like who did what and did they really marry their looks, I could see where that is going to be their downfall. Troy and Josh, I'm frowning. Hey, did you just see that Renat pulled off a shirt with a backless number there? I think that that's going to be something you're going to enjoy.
I do like the backless numbers. It's interesting. You know, one thing I really have appreciated and enjoyed watching so far is the cohesiveness of the looks every week so far. You know, the two individually looking at them, but then looking at them as a cohesive look, because again, it's supposed to be reflecting the design and the brand of the designer. And that's something that Tim was bringing up in his little walkthrough on day two was, okay, this piece looks good and this one is interesting, but is it cohesive? Does it make sense? Ooh, what do we think of Heidi's green dress here? Do you like this?
I really like the green color very much. I need them to back the camera off a little bit so I could see her a little bit better, but I really like the color. It's very pretty. And then that ribbing on her boobs, always flattering.
Always flattering, but it looks a little heavy. I mean, I don't know what time of the year that they're filming this, but it looks very warm.
It does. I need to look at it flow a little. I can't tell. But you're right. It does. It does look a little bit thicker, like kind of creepy material. All right. These judges, what's our vibe so far? Are we liking these four?
I'm really liking Naomi a lot. I want to hear from Corinne Roitfeld. She's the one that I am most interested in her opinions, and I feel like we have heard from her not at all in any of these. And we need to, because I think she has that editor-in-chief eye. You know, you don't get to be an Anna Wintour without knowing what you're talking about, without shaping the industry. So I want to hear what she has to say. But, you know, you made a good point that it may be a language barrier issue. So, all right, here we go. Johnny and Megan are up first.
Okay, so I would wear this outfit. Starting off with that comment.
If I could.
I think that it's very accessible. I think it would sell very well on Amazon. I think people would eat it up.
This is the runway look, interesting. This is not their accessible look, but that is some hot business. That girl in a bar wearing that outfit would definitely get my attention, for sure.
Okay, now what do you think about this jacket?
I like the front of it. I hate the little toilet paper rolls on the side.
Okay, now this was a really cute mix of the two of them, because you got this like black leather moto jacket, but then you get the, you know, more of like a sundress, which was like a cool, like soft and hard look. I think that one actually for me, like it looked really great, but I really like the first one with the pants and the top.
The whole thing, you know, Megan just commented on her own look, but I think the cohesion really did come together really well. I think the first runway look, the white jacket with the toilet rolls, was the weak spot. Joanna Renat, what do we think here?
Oh, no. I don't like this at all. What?
Well, yeah, see, I'm picking up what Naomi's putting down. It's a little too loose, but that's what Joanne has kind of produced. She keeps producing these kind of parachute looks. That model also has giant boobs, which is really interesting, because not something that we normally get.
Oh, boy. I'm not sure what I'm looking at. I don't know. That looks like a sailor suit on the end there. I
kind of like that. That's kind of playful. I kind of like it. I do like the open back. Again, I think it's a little chunky at the top where the open back kind of crosses over the top of the shoulders. But all the designers seem to like it. All of the judges, I mean, it seemed to go over well. I'm not completely sold on it, but I don't know that I really get Joanne's look. I was expecting something else, though.
I'm underwhelmed. That bummed me out. Okay, so now we've got Esther and Will. And so what am I thinking about this? What do we feel about these like strips of fabric?
That's hot business, I think. I mean, I like it. I think the burgundy kind of pops. I think the second one here, the suit look is a little plain maybe, or it almost looks like maybe it's a his and her outfit.
But yeah.
What do you think of this last runway look here? This is not what I thought I was going to get with when I was getting all excited about this burgundy dress.
It's confusing to me. There's a lot of ideas in that one, and I think they needed to edit. Like, there's something that went awry. There's just Mike.
They should have stripped out all of the black top on that burgundy dress.
Okay, do you see what I'm talking about when I say it just comes off old?
Yes, very. It's very...
like, dowdy. Frumpy, old. I did not feel good about this, Troy. I'm sorry, but that just did not come off good. Okay. And then, what is this about?
I think I like this. Let's see it again. I don't want to see his tattooed hands. I want to see the outfit. There's the leopard. I like the skirt a lot. I don't know that the leopard yoke thing did what they were hoping would do. This is disgusting. I hate this.
Yeah, this is neither flattering, it's not pleasing to the eye, it doesn't very well.
This is something a 1970s sitcom would put in the mom who's trying to look hot.
Mrs. Roper.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, I just don't dig it. Ugh, Troy and Josh, I'm sorry, but you guys are in bad trouble. Bad trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, now we got Bebe and Poppy.
The only thing maybe is that the Will Esther look seemed to go down in such flames that it's going to be an interesting judging that maybe we weren't expecting. All right, this is their runway.
Hey, first runway. This is very chic.
It is very
chic. Come on, go back to it. Go back to it. Show us. We don't like the styling. What's this with the face? No, thank you.
I don't like how it's... I don't like the top. It's so covered up. It's two buttons up at the top.
I know his thing is sartorial monk, and so I know that the modesty factor is part of this in some degree. Now I'm saying that, and now we're seeing the side of her boob.
I don't mind this. I wish it was a little more tailored, but that makes a lot more sense to me, and I think that's a lot hotter and just better fashion than the first piece,
okay, which is so a shame because I actually like this one.
I like this one a lot.
Yeah, I like this one a lot, too. This actually seems very wearable, like, for a lot of different body types. Like, you could, I mean, when you, anything that has sleeves and gives you, like, buttons and stuff that you can, like, adjust the sort of nipping in factor, like, yeah.
I like the back on that first, on the first runway look a lot. My concern about the accessibility factor of their accessible look is that back. How many people are going to wear that with that big out back? You know, that makes it really kind of a big event dinner kind of dress. So
this was a little bit more confusing than I expected it to be. I really thought there was going to be an obvious front runner and really obvious. I mean, to me, Troy and Josh, I mean, I'm sorry, you guys, like, this is everything from their fabric to their actual design. Just no. But I don't think, I mean, who stands out to you as, like, really rocked it out? Like, as, like, was amazing, you're totally safe, don't worry about it.
I think Megan and Johnny?
Yeah.
I feel like they had I think they had a really cohesive three-piece set. I think two of the three looked fantastic. And I think the third one wasn't so bad as to put them in trouble. But even with the third one not liking it, I think it made sense with the other two pieces.
So the one that you didn't like was the white one, right? The white jacket?
The white one. And I actually liked the white one, except where the sleeves really, really turned me off. It took my eye. My eye couldn't leave it. Some great ones and some not so great ones.
So. It's interesting how you can take the same design, put it in a different fabric and a different color, and it works. Because for me, that white jacket did not work. But when they took that same concept and put it in the black crop leather, I was totally fine with the additional, you know, little, you know, it's not for me. It's too over the top for me with the ruffliness and stuff. But it didn't bother me. Like, it didn't look like toilet paper rolls, you know?
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, I think I was really surprised at how underwhelmed I was by Renat and Jawan's. And by Will and Esther. And I think Will and Esther may, I mean, if you're talking in bottom two teams, I think Will and Esther may be bottom two with Troy and Josh. I think Troy and Josh definitely had ended up with the worst look.
Yeah, I agree with you.
If they're calling these guys up, my guess is these guys are going to be called the winners. That's my feeling.
I wonder if they're going to question, again, like we discussed, like the idea of that, yes, each piece worked, but you know, was it a marrying of the design, or did you really just, you did the top and you did the bottom? You know, like, I'm interested to see how much they pick that apart.
Interesting. It's Johnny, the one saying here that I think it does represent both of our designs and brands. Yeah, motherfucker, you definitely need to be saying that.
I really like, like that look, that's beautiful. Now, I mean, that is for a lot of different sized women. I mean,
yes.
Talk about like fluid sizing. That's, you could be as very flattering to a lot of people.
As is the first look, too. I mean, the leathery pants or pleather or whatever it is, maybe a larger size women wouldn't like, but that model was not a size zero model. That was a normal sized woman model, and she made that look fantastic. And the last look also, very, very size fluid, which I'm really into.
I like how they're explaining their use of the stripes, in that Megan is someone who uses a lot of pattern, and he's someone who likes to stick more towards black. And so by sticking to a very graphic black and white pattern, you end up marrying their looks, which that was a brilliant thing for them to point out to the judges, that it's actually in the pattern that they married their look.
Yeah. And Heidi's totally buying it. I mean, she's saying it back to them that she sees what they did there, you know, how they each brought them to the center a little bit.
Yeah, I like that. Good for them. Good for them.
I love it. Love it.
All right, Sabato and Sander. Okay, I'm a little nervous for them.
I thought that their look ended up being fine.
Yeah, but just fine.
Yes.
I but like better, the idea but... of that right there. If you looked at the things like the wide leg pant, the fitted top, like just the ideas of it, interesting.
If you took a scissor and went across the top of her boobs, cut all of that out and cut off the arms, that is a beautiful look. Hot, functional, gorgeous. Would look good on a lot of women. It looked like a nun's ball outfit, though, the way it was designed.
You're funny. But the third one, I mean, wow, such runway appeal. Like, you know, the billowing skirt, beautiful.
I told you I liked the coat just hanging on the mannequin. I thought it was really, I really dug it. And as it finished, I think individually, that's my favorite piece of this entire episode.
Oh God. Can you imagine? I would feel like $1 million walking around in that.
It's beautiful. The color is so gorgeous. I love the black and the dark wine, you know, it's not even burgundy. It's like a wine purple. Oh.
Yeah. And I like how it caught the light, and you know, that's something to remember, that when they're on the actual catwalk, you have to make an actual impact. And sometimes, you know, the way that they choose their different outfits, colors, that can be everything. Having like a little iridescent to it, having a little bit of something, the way that it flowed behind her. I mean, that was so much more dramatic.
I love what Naomi is saying here about the fluidity across the three. I know what kind of woman that is that would wear those three outfits. you know, talking about how the cohesive design. And, you know, and listen, oh, they're the winner. Oh, yay. Good for them. Yay, baby and puppy. I'm surprised at that. Yeah, I guess, you know, looking at it again, I really did actually, I said it was just fine, but I really actually really loved that final outfit a lot. I don't know that the first two really worked for me, but that third one really is some hop is definitely my favorite, I think, of the episode.
And that's the one that's going to be sold on Amazon. So that is super exciting.
Yes, we're going to have to go check that out after we're done.
I want to. I'm excited. I want to see what they have.
Will and Esther, not good.
And they seemed okay during the process. I wasn't really nervous about them. They felt very, I don't know, middle of the pack.
Yeah, they didn't really, I mean, they spent some time with them, but not a lot, like they're in trouble. And they worked generally very well together. You know, I think they put on the runway, it seems like, what they just wanted to.
Okay, so what are we reading from? There's a lot of shifting in chairs from the judges that make me feel like they are not buying what these people are selling.
I like the skirt. I don't know that I get the top with the, it seems odd, but I like the micro skirt.
Huh. So yeah, I didn't think, yeah, these judges, look how much they're fidgeting. There's something about that, you know, when you get so uncomfortable that it gets like.
Ooh, too matchy mat. They're too cohesive, too matchy matchy. Interesting.
Yeah. Remember that whole Gymboree thing where it's like, you can take this and match it with that and blah, blah, blah. Or you just said, it looks like a his and her look.
Now, Caroline, take that middle, that burgundy dress, strip out all of the black on top and you just have the burgundy dress. It's a 180 look that's hot as fuck.
I think that it's beautiful, but it's not, it doesn't have all that much design to it. So I think it would have needed something a little bit more, but I get what you're saying. The simple silhouette of that is pretty. And the color is great. I love their fabric choices.
And especially compared against all of the black that's in the other ones. So I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So they know who Esther is. Will's the one on the chopping block. Oh, wow. Okay. So he's the one who doesn't have a label yet. He's the one that, you know, this was a gamble for him to be paired with Esther because Esther is so strong. She's been a winner. And when they paired them, that was almost, oh God, look how they're looking down. Oh God, Nicole's like looking down. Oh, it feels so bad. Look at their faces. Oh, this feels bad. Mike.
Yeah, I think the pride of Ohio might be returning there.
Oh no. Oh, Will, I think you're going Holmesville.
So Esther's. Oh, so the fact that they split them up separately, ooh, Will.
I'm like holding my breath. Oh, goodness.
You've barely made the cut. Good. I want to give him a chance. We've got your eye on you now, though, and I wouldn't fuck with Naomi. She says she's got my eye on me. I'm probably not going to like poop for days.
Hey, do you remember that you were saying that? You know, are they going to bring them all up every time? It looks like in this scenario, yes. Last week, no. But this, yes. We've gotten to everybody.
Well, but it makes a little sense. Again, there's more room here now. There's only 10 of them. And it was a team effort with an individual component. And we still haven't seen anyone go home. Maybe no one's going home tonight. But something tells me that the bow is going to break here on Troy and Josh.
I think so, too. I don't feel good about this. Okay. Oh, I want Naomi. All right, Naomi.
Naomi's telling me that she thought this was all Troy and no Josh, which I don't think that I'd want to take credit for that.
This last piece. Okay. I love how they're asking the questions about like, how in the world did you choose this fabric? Because I mean, see, they all disagree with these. And that was my concern. The second I saw him roll out that pink print over there, the pink and white, I was like, oh no,
but it's the pink, it's the jungle floral, it's the leopard. Oh, where are we doing here? It's a recipe for disaster.
These are very different women, you know? I mean, yeah. I mean, could you see Heidi Klum in that first outfit? Like, no way. Or the third, no way. Maybe the middle one. But
there are women there are women that like the clash of textures. No, no, they're not.
I think, you know, they people try, but I think this is too much. Like the sequins with the leopard, like, okay, I love what they're saying about what Joseph is saying, but you got to have a lighter touch. I feel that because it's like, you can't have like sequins plus a leopard print. Like that is so loud and too much.
Look at Josh jumping in front of the train for Troy here. Nicole, though, coming out with the shade. You know, I want to see something positive, but these fabrics make zero sense to me. Interesting. I think that's the first kind of nasty thing she said.
I think so, too. I think so, too. And honestly, though, I mean, gosh, I'm glad that I feel proud of the two of us. We both zoomed in on the actual patterns and the fabric choices and the prints, and we're like, I don't even want to talk about the design. The fact that was a jumpsuit, who even gives a hoot?
Whether he's sending himself home. He's sending himself home, Caroline. Oh, I think it's time for me to go home.
Mm. Oh boy.
Yeah, when you're bouncing yourself out, Jesus.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, I did appreciate. You know, I appreciate anybody saying, listen, this would not sell. What you did here would not sell. There's a commercial aspect here, which I really appreciate that they're reminding them, you know, that accessibility is not just a buzzword that they're tossing out, but they're actually really sticking to it. Interesting that Josh, because I feel like the abominations there were really Troy centered, but maybe Josh's lack of asserting himself is really what is going on here. I don't know. It's an interesting outcome. I thought maybe that they were both going to go home. That being said, Troy, they haven't told Troy that he's making the cut yet, so we don't know that Troy's actually safe here. That's what I just said.
Okay, but so now we're going to have a conversation. All right, come on, Troy. You got to sell yourself.
Based on the fashion show, they're both going home. I wonder, is this going to be the time when we finally see someone change their mind?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes.
It would be a really weird fucking edit if they end up sending him home after this kind of hoops.
So I like how they're all, look how they're staring at him. Every single one of them has given a small nod. Even though Corinne's was a very small nod, everybody's eyes were looking and see another nod. We're getting a lot of nods. I like this.
I don't know. I mean, I get this dude that he's talking about, you know, dressing the Power Woman, but you're not dressing the Power Woman of 1991, though. You're dressing a Power Woman who's not on Social Security in 2020. Oh, you got to get with the fucking design.
She just said, I've changed my mind.
Yeah, she was nodding hard. She's picking up what he's putting down. To
We're leaving it on to be continued.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God. All right, everyone, hit pause. We're going to talk about this for just a moment here. I feel really, really good about our assessment here and how we handled it. I mean, Troy and Josh were obvious bad trouble the whole time. It really seemed like they were going to be just a mess. What did you think? Was there any jaw-dropping here or what?
Only that Josh flamed himself out so nobly. My feeling is what we saw there is that Troy is going to get the stay. I mean, if you've won Naomi, you've probably won the world. Because who on the judges panel are going to go against her? I think they're all just terrified of her.
If you invite a judge and then you don't listen to their opinion, I think that that's one of those, that's like it's a faux pas that is not done. Like, this is Naomi Campbell. She just said this man changed her mind. You're going to go against that?
The reality is, I think what Naomi says here probably gets him safe. I hope they say they give him the will treatment that we weren't bowled over by this. You're fast talking here. Convinced us, but your actual work on the runway didn't make the cut for us. I would like them to give him a little caution of, you're safe, but we're watching you.
Yellow card on you.
For sure.
Gosh, I felt really good about that. Yeah, that was much more exciting judging than previous. So I'm already feeling a little better about this, the way that they're handling the judging. And we got a lot more feel during the fashion show about, they actually went over to the judges' faces a little bit more. And so I felt like I had a better idea as we went. And there was more time for each look. Again, we kind of knew that as, you know, they had less people to actually look at, we would be able to spend more time with each of them. So I think this was a very positive episode. What do you think?
you know, watching episode 3 makes me feel like episodes 1 and 2 were kind of the pilot, just two parts of a whole, and that this is kind of the first episode of the rest of the season, because it definitely had a different feel to it, a lot more room to breathe. I definitely still want more commentary. I mean, Corinne Rutfield still hasn't said a fucking word. You know, maybe she's giving Heidi notes in French, so Heidi is being her mouthpiece. I don't know what the issue is. I want to know what she has to say, and we still haven't gotten that. This is now 3 episodes, and we didn't hear her speak at all.
No. Well, I'm excited to watch the next one, Mike. Are you?
Super excited. But for now, this has been the end of episode 3 of Stitching and Bitching, the Making the Cut Watch Along podcast. I'm Mike.
This is Caroline. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.